Hi everyone, this is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I'll be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen. Hi, I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen, the show that focuses on helping you achieve the success that you desire. I'll share with you the tools and techniques, stories and strategies, so you can be more authentic, more confident, more empowered. These are the keys to really achieving the success that you desire in your life. And today we're going to talk about how you can get paid. Last month, and if you hadn't listened to the episode, we talked about taking charge of your financial life, but we didn't really talk about negotiating your salary in that episode. We really talked about how to deal with the money that you're already getting. So I got some questions after that, and I thought, well, I need to kind of do an add-on episode. So I won't repeat the information from last month. And if you didn't listen to last month's episode already, you can listen to that later, that this will be a standalone. We'll talk about just how do you negotiate the salary that either of the job that you're currently at, or if you're applying for a new role, how do you make sure that you get paid the salary that you deserve? This is an area that a lot of people aren't very comfortable with. And you can be study, and a lot of salespeople, you know, are really, really good negotiators. And so you can take classes and you can do a lot of work and reading online to get all kinds of tips and tricks, and you can even get scripts that you can read and help you out. But I just want to go over, you know, some of the key points that you need to consider to make sure that you get the salary that you deserve. Now, you may wonder why I'm having two episodes here that really just focus on money. And I will be the first to say money is not the number one thing or should be the number one thing in your life. There's a lot about, you know, work-life balance and your family and activities outside of work and a lot of things that bring joy to your life that have nothing to do with money. However, for the job that you are doing, you want to make sure that you're being fairly paid. And for a lot of women, they're not, that they're being underpaid compared to their peers. And so if you have a little bit more money, you can do a little bit more things. You can enjoy life a little bit more. You can donate all the extra money that you get and help influence and make other people's lives better. So it's not really about how you make the most money just because you want to accumulate the most money. That's not what I'm after, but I want to make sure people are fairly being paid, and then you can take that money and enjoy life a little bit more. So when you think about if you're going to negotiate your next salary, what kind of emotions does that bring up? Have you negotiated a salary in the past? Have you wish you've negotiated a salary in the past? These are questions to think about. And I don't know if you've ever been in a position where you were doing a job and then you found out somebody else doing a similar job, or maybe it's the person that was doing the job before you, was getting paid more than you are. If you haven't been in that situation, think about it. What if you found out, okay, I'm doing this job, I like my job, then you find out, well, whoever you replaced, they were actually being paid more. How do you think that'd make you feel? If you've never been in that situation, I can guarantee you it's not a good feeling. You just wonder, well, why? What am I doing wrong? Are they taking advantage of me? What could I do to make more money? So It's a very sensitive subject. So I think the main thing that you want to focus on is how, when you take a role, you take a new position, how do you make sure that you're being paid fairly? Not excessively, not trying to maximize absolutely to the last penny how much money that you can make, but you want to make sure that you're getting paid fairly. So we're going to talk about some things that you can do and make sure that you put that in your favor. There was a study for a book on Women Don't Ask, written by Linda Babcock. And she found that we're doing this study on men and women that had just gotten MBAs, and there was a 7.6% difference between the salary that the women were getting offered on average and the men. All new grads, so very similar skills and capabilities, you would say, but 7.6% difference in their starting salaries. In addition, 7% of the women that in this study negotiated their starting salary versus 57% of men. 7% to 57. So the women weren't even asking for more money. Only 7% of them were versus over half of the men. That's a huge, and that difference, and that was the really difference of why the men were getting paid on average more. If someone negotiated their salary on average, they were getting paid about 7% more. And this doesn't seem a lot. So you could say, okay, so an MBA position, let's just make the math easy, that someone's going to start at $100,000. And then if they negotiated their salary, they could be making $107,000. Yeah, 100, 107, both are good salaries. You can do a lot with that amount of money. Is it really that big of a deal? It's huge. If you, your starting salary is $107,000, rather than $100,000. Over the course of your career, you have to think about your salary is going to compound. Your raises are usually built off of your old salary. And if you look out over 35 years, the amount of money that you would have in retirement, if you can negotiate that very first salary 7% more, you could work 8 years less to have the same amount of money at retirement. 8 years. Is it worth to negotiate for that 7% increase starting off, if you knew 35 years from now, that was equivalent to 8 years worth of work? When you think about it that way, it's huge. And we cannot let this continue that people are scared to negotiate their salaries. I did want to reiterate a couple points that we talked about in the last episode, that on average, women make 81% or 81 cents for each dollar that men make. And, you know, this compounds as we talked about, if you make less money, you have less money to spend. You have less money to save for retirement. So if you want to put the same amount of money into your 401k, if one is making $1 and one's only making, you know, 80 cents, then instead of putting 10% in, women would have to put 12% in. So they're already making less, and to put the same amount in their retirement, they have to put 2% more. So that means even less money they have to spend. Social Security, pensions, they're all based off of how much money you make. So if you're making less, you're going to also have less money into those kind of funds. And then if women take off for to raise kids, that's more money they don't have for retirement. And so on average, women retire with 2/3 of the retirement benefits that men do. When you add up all these different things in terms of making less, putting less money in, let time out of the workforce, and then to top it off, women usually live longer than men. So they have less money and they live longer. So we have to stop this vicious cycle that keeps going on. So hopefully the data is clear to why you need to negotiate your salary. It's important to be from the beginning, and it's really not that hard to do once you can get over a little of the fears that you may be having around it. Too often, by the time you get to that offer, the interviewees just really want the offer, and they are afraid to do anything that might mess it up, especially if they're out of work. Now, it's one thing if you have a job and you're like, well, if I don't get the job, then I can just keep on my old job. But it's a different thing if you're out of work. I understand that. But also, but you have to keep in mind, by the time a company has made an offer to you, they're also vested in that they want you, that you're the one that they picked. So it's all right to take another day or two and spend some time negotiating salary. But I will be honest with you. Studies have shown that often when women negotiate salary, that it's reported that they are unlikable. They're viewed in a more negative light than men are when they negotiate salary. I don't really know what to do about this. I think you just have to be aware of it. Do not use it as a reason not to negotiate salary. Hopefully with time, this will go away as more women negotiate salary and it's more normal that it will be less of an issue. But I think you do have to be aware. And so you want to make sure that maybe you aren't too pushy or that the language you use isn't too aggressive. Other than that, just know it's there and know it's kind of one of these challenges that you're up against, but don't use it as a reason not to negotiate your salary. In my experience, I've taken a lot of different positions and I have negotiated on most of them. Not all. Sometimes the offers were where I wanted them and or what I was expecting or what I thought was fair. So I didn't. But the majority, I did and asked for more money. Sometimes I got it. Sometimes I didn't. It really depends. So I think, I have this mixed bag of experiences. I know my very first role that I took out of college, I tried to negotiate the salary and they said no, that everyone started at the same rate. And this is what the salary was. And they went over the benefits. And to be honest, I still took the job. It was the job I wanted. And I thought this salary was fair, but I did try to get a little bit more. But then, throughout my career, that's kind of been my experience. Certain times I've negotiated, sometimes I didn't because I already thought the offer was fair and it was okay as is. So I have experience doing this. You can do it too, and you can be successful at it. So I want to go over some steps and some things that you can do to help you get paid, what you deserve. Get that salary that you deserve to get. The first thing that I will tell you is you don't have to tell people what you currently make. Many states nowadays have laws actually protecting you. Unfortunately, not all 50 states. So there are still some states that will, and legally people can still ask what you currently make. You can try not to tell them though. Even if you're in a state that you're not protected, a lot of big companies are now training people just not to ask because there's so many states that do have protections. They don't want to be talking to somebody in a state that has protections and break the law. So you're starting to see less and less people even ask. But I would say I wouldn't share that information. Instead, you want to be talking about what the new role should be getting paid, what you expect to get paid. I know that's a lot of times what people are now asking is, what is your salary expectations, which is a totally different question because your salary expectations don't have to have anything to do with what you're currently getting paid or what you got paid in your last job. And especially when the jobs are different, or you're taking on more responsibility, or if you thought you were getting underpaid in your last position, you don't want to take your last position, add a certain percent to it, and then use that as your determining salary for your new position. So really, unless you absolutely, absolutely have to, and I can't think of very many reasons why you should, do not share your current salary information. That's your private information. Instead, you want to focus on what your salary expectations are. So the second step to negotiating a salary, you need to know what you want to make. Now, there's a lot of different ways that you can kind of figure this out. And I would make sure to take time in advance, while you're interviewing, while you're talking to people, and do some studying and some research so that you know what's appropriate salary. You can, a high level, you can take your current salary, do cost of living adjustments if you have to move and relocate to a different part of the country, because it could be more or less expensive. Research the taxes in the new area, the cost of housing. The good thing with the internet, this is easy to do now. You can easily compare the cost of living in different areas. So you could take your current salary, cost of living change, plus then whatever percentage increase you think the new position is worth. And that should give you kind of a range of what you think to make that move to the new job that you should make. You can also do research online. There's payscale.com, there's salary.com, Glassdoor, the Salary Project. You can research and find, you know, what are other people getting paid in these kind of positions, especially large companies. There's enough people out there. There's enough people that have submitted like their pay to Glassdoor.com and things like that. So you can find at least some idea of what appropriate starting salaries are for that area, for that type of job, unless you're in a really niche, that information should be out there. And so you should be able to get some idea. And most of it's anonymous. Many times they ask you your current salary as kind of the way to, you share yours, so that way they can continue to build their database. And then they'll share you and you know, information they have on different areas of the country or different positions. That if you're going to go work for like a medium to large company, they usually, and that's what I've worked at most of my career, is they hire people. They know what the market pays. The chance is the offer they give you is going to be a market offer. They have to continually be competitive to keep employees. They have lots of employees around the country, like, you know, GE, 300,000 employees around the world. We did a lot of knowing what the market was in different areas. So you at least have some kind of knowledge that your offer will be based on market when you're at a large company. Smaller companies, you never know, because they may only have one of that particular type of person. So the salaries could be in a different realm. Many times I have found out, though, as you do this research and you are trying to figure out what you want to make, the women's expectation is just way too low. So keep that in mind. You know, you don't have to be really hard set on a number, but make sure you don't have too low of an expectation. And with that, know, hey, if I get this salary, I'm going to just take it. I don't need to even negotiate. I'm good. Let's go. Where's the bottom line? If it's below this, I'm going to walk away. And know kind of what your range is. Now, a lot of people kind of wonder, should you ever give a number out first? Historically, people said no, make the company give the first number. I don't know if that's always the best kind of answer. You know, that they might give a low number and then take a long time to kind of negotiate up to what you want. Now, if you have to give the number first, make sure you go above what you really want. Go a little high and then come down. Like, it is a negotiation. It goes both ways. So be okay giving that first number, but make sure you've done your research in advance and then give a number maybe a little bit higher. So if you have to come down, it's okay. If you're working with a recruiter, you kind of have an advantage because you can ask them very easily, you know, what is the salary range for the position? In fact, every recruiter I talk to on the very first call, when they're first kind of going over what the position is about, I ask, what's the salary range? They might not have an exact number, but they can tell you, well, it's going to be this much salary, this much bonus, et cetera. Now, if you're working directly with a company, that's a little bit more sensitive. You might not want to immediately ask that on the very first call. You might be the wrong person to ask that. And so you might have to understand, well, okay, I can go and ask kind of what the salary range for the job is, but you want to make sure it's at the appropriate time with the appropriate person. Someone like an HR, that's a good person to ask what the salary range is. If it's, you know, like, let's say like a technical manager doing the interview and it's a more technical interview, probably not focus on the salary initially is a better recommendation. So don't be afraid to ask what the salary range is, but just kind of know maybe what the timing is. But if you're dealing with a recruiter, absolutely, I would ask that right off the bat. In fact, I always do. And that way you have an idea long before you know, if you want the position or they know that they want you, just to give you a range, is the position one that is in the range of the jobs that you're looking for? The other thing is, though, you want to make sure that you're looking at the whole package. You know, this isn't only about money. You want to look at vacation time. You want to look on, is there a sign-on bonus? Is there relocation? Is there equity? Is it annual equity, or is it a one-time what's their insurance, pension. There's lots of kind of bonuses and extra things kind of to your overall compensation package. And make sure you look at and take into account all of it. You're looking at, you know, what you want to get paid. Some of the things I tell people, you know, you want to make sure to ask if they talk about an annual bonus. You know, what are the KPIs? What are the determining factors to how much of the bonus will be paid? And then you also can ask about historic payouts. So that way you have an idea. If they have a really large bonus, but historically they only normally pay out 25% of it, it doesn't matter that it's a gigantic bonus, right? Now, if you're at a different company and they typically pay out between, let's say, 80 and 120% of the bonus, well, now that's a totally different realm. So ask about historic payouts. The same thing around equity. Is it a one-time equity, kind of like a sign-on, or is it annual equity? What kind of vesting schedule does it have? What are the other things that you need to know about it? Once they've made an offer, they will be more than willing to answer all these kind of questions. It could be someone from HR that you talk to, but somewhere you can get these kind of questions answered, and that way you can evaluate the overall package, which is very important when you're negotiating, because you might want to just negotiate on vacation. Like, the salary might be fine, but there's some other part of the package that you want to negotiate on, and that's all fair to at least have a conversation around. The next thing is, know what unique skills that you bring to the company. Why should they even give you more money? And this is for if you want to ask for a raise in your current role or if you are taking a new position. But know what those are and what are they worth. That way, then you can create a business case. So when you are making a presentation, basically of, all right, I think rather than $80,000, I should get paid $90,000. And here's why. In my last three projects, I came in under budget and I drove an X amount of new revenue for the business. Or you exceeded fundraising targets, or you got new customers into the business, or whatever it might be. How did you deliver results? Be able to explain that, to show that you are deserving of the salary or whatever other compensation you're asking for. And this will help be like a win-win. Yes, they'll want to pay you that extra money because they want those results that you're bringing to the business. So be able to have examples of why you deserve the money that you're asking for. The next thing I would say is make sure you practice. You know, do some role playing. If you have somebody, you want to be smooth in your conversation. You're going to be nervous when you ask for more money. And the more you practice and actually say the words that you're going to, that will help it and make the conversation much smoother. And then the last thing that I would tell you is, you know, really the timing there's a few things, but make sure the timing is right. So if you have a new job, it's easy. The timing is when you get the offer. If you're asking for a raise, it's better to know kind of, is there a certain time in the year that's better to ask for a raise? Maybe it's after you just finished a very successful project. And you can say, well, I just did this. Hey, I really think I'm underpaid and here's the reasons why. And I did my research and positions with my experience are getting paid this and I'm at this. But know kind of when you could like maybe stack the deck in your favor a little bit and when to go ask for that raise or when to go ask and do that salary negotiation. Make sure though, when you are asking for it, that you don't apologize to be asking for more money. Don't be going like, I'm sorry to bother you or I'm sorry to put you in this position. You know, it's not an apology. You deserve to be paid more if you are delivering results. Now, if you don't have some of these examples and you can't say why you should make more money, then maybe you need to look at it. Maybe you are being paid fairly. But if you can show the examples of the market's paying something different, then you can confidently ask for more money. The last thing that I do want to leave you with is know what you're going to do if they say no. If I look back to my very first job that I negotiated salary on, they said no. I took the job anyway. I knew I wanted that job. I did want a little bit more money. I thought it was slightly low, but it was the job I wanted. So I took it anyway. know if that if it's going to be okay, or know if, hey, it's not good enough, so I'm not going to take the job. I'm going to walk away from that one. And you keep looking. Or if they can't do salary, then you ask for maybe more flexible work arrangement, or ask for feedback. Maybe if you ask for a raise and they said no, say, okay, what would I need to do to justify, to qualify, to earn that raise? You can also ask for, when can you come back and have this conversation again? Is it 6 months? It would be a year from now. So these are the things to know kind of in advance what you're going to do if they say no. Most people expect you to negotiate. So don't think that you're going to get the job just yanked from you if you ask for more money. I've never looked at someone poorly that's asked for more money. I don't think anyone looked at me poorly for asking for more money. So I know it's not everything to do with the job, but it is an important part to make sure that you get paid what you deserve. So hopefully these keys will help you as you go forward and negotiate your next role. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I encourage you to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast, so that way you get noticed when a new episode comes up. My website is couragebeseen.com. My contact information is there, details on my coaching program. You can give me feedback. If you have any other topics that you'd like to make sure that we talk about in future episodes, just drop me a note. You can send me an email. I encourage you to follow me on Instagram, where I post motivational messages, or on Facebook. So until next time, you know, thanks for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired to take action on at least one thing starting today. To learn more, check out couragetobeseen.com. There you'll find my blog and additional resources, including you can download a copy of 10 Ways to Live a More Courageous Life. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you tune in next time to learn additional ways to have the courage to be seen in your own life.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.